In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear Saints, today as we consider the 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And the Jesus who cleansed them all, and the one, the only one, and he, a Samaritan who returns to fall on his face and give thanks to Jesus, I want you to consider how tough it is to be a little sick. It's amazing what a headache or some sore muscles or joints or some really bad night's sleep can do for you and your patience and your irritability with others. Hey, I'm sorry I snapped, but I'm tired. I don't feel good. It's tough being a little sick. But leprosy is not just a little sick. It started with blotches on the skin, and we're not talking pimples here, real ugly stuff. And then it then could move into lack of feeling in the hands and in the legs, and it would eventually erode the cartilage next, your nose, your ears, your mouth. They would begin to go, and then they would move to your joints and then to your bones, and no human cure back then for leprosy either. And you could spread it. You had gotten it from somebody. They had exposed you to their leprosy. And perhaps it wasn't even showing yet, but it was them. They're the ones that gave you this sickness, infected you. Thanks a lot, buddy. Wish I would have known to stay away from you. But now that you have it, that's how they feel about you. They don't want you near others. They don't want you to infect others. At a distance, the text says. Did you catch it? If it's tough being a little sick, then add to that being big sick. No cure. Or maybe you don't have to imagine. Or maybe you know someone that is experiencing the same. And then add to that you were cast out from the ones that you knew and that you loved. Even if it was for their sake, that you don't want them to end up like you. So then you add to that loneliness and isolation, and then add to that shame. The truth that if you ever saw anyone coming near you, you would have to cry out, as God's Old Testament law would say, and other laws around that same time would have to say, you would have to cry out, I'm unclean! I'm unclean! Stay away from me! You don't want to come near me! I could infect you. One interesting aspect of this story is found in the phrase, and he was a Samaritan. You see, this colony of 10 lepers must have been a mixed group. Jews and Samaritans. And these groups hated each other. They avoided each other. They were openly hostile to each other when they couldn't avoid each other. You know, last week we heard the story of what we call the Good Samaritan, and we could miss how absolutely shocking that is. How could anything good come from them? But this colony of 10 lepers must have looked at each other in their leprosy and in their isolation, and they must have all realized that they had bigger problems than race or ethnicity or culture or differences in family, money, job, or background. They shared a common leprosy. They had something that no longer made each other a them, but an us. And that was enough to bring them together, even if that unity was a unity of disease. And in this unity of disease, in this unity of helplessness, in this unity of beggarly helplessness, and also in the unity that Jesus is not only able to help, Jesus, Master, that is, he's powerful, that he's healed us, others, that he is able to help them, he's strong, but also have mercy on us, that he's willing to help, that he's good, that he's kind, that he's giving, that he is merciful. And in that united faith, they cry out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And in mercy for them all, Jesus, after seeing them, says, go show yourselves to the priests. And in unity, they went. They all were cleansed. Dear saints, there is profound unity among us here. First, it is a unity of disease, sin. All mankind fell in Adam's fall. One common sin infects us all. Infects. That seems to be a harsh word. But then add to that words like curse and corruption and bondage and guilt and woe and death, and infection seems pretty nice. From hearts depraved to evil prone flow thoughts and deeds of sin alone. Wow. You too? Evil prone. Like works of the flesh, sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. There is a bigger problem that we all face in this common sin of Adam than the things that we think divide us, the things that we think cause our dissensions, like race or ethnicity or culture or differences in family, money, job, or background. Before we are ever tempted to make it an us versus them, let us all confess us all got some internal struggles which pop out in external ways. And there is no man-made cure. No political system, no system of justice, no therapy, no medicine or step program that is the cure, even if some of those might be helped. Even if those could be good and helpful, there is no man-made cure from sinners for sinners. Every solution that we come up with is infected by and with sin. And you and me, as infected with sin, have hurt others. Thanks a lot, buddy. Would have been easier just to stay away from you today. Might have been helpful if you just stood back and said, step away from me, I'm grumpy today. Stay away from me, I'll gossip about you if you say that. Stay away from me, I'm just gonna think about myself while you talk anyway. And you also have been hurt. Others have hurt you profoundly and deeply. Wir sind out Bettler. We are all beggars, was Luther's supposedly final words. We are all dying. We are all sinners. We are all beggars. But this should lead us, then, to be the right type of beggar. Begging to the one who is our help, who is our cure. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Us, me and you, the church and the world, friends and those that we are tempted to call enemies, begging then in unity of helplessness and then united in faith, we beg to the one who is powerful and yet also willing to help. Jesus, that means Savior. Master, that means yes. Your and my Master, have mercy on us. To him in whom we have a profound unity of cure for us all. But Christ, the second Adam, came to bear our sin and woe, our shame, to be our life, our light, our way, our only hope, our only stay. Your Jesus, to bear your sin, and your woe and your shame, really ugly stuff right there. And never for once forget why Jesus is accessible to those 10 lepers and to you in the first place. It is because he put himself there. On the way to Jerusalem, the text begins, to bear your sin and my sin, and your woe, and my woe, and our shame. He knew that he would be exposed to our sin and woe and shame by becoming incarnate of the Virgin Mary and being made man. And as leprosy could move on from stages, from the skin to the cartilage to the tendons and bones, so the church has spoken of the stages of Christ's suffering, the shame, the pain, and most of all, the wrath of God for you. My God, why have you forsaken me? No one has ever been more isolated or lonely than that. But that's what it took for us not to be a them. For you are in us with Jesus. You are his brother and us. You are his sister and us. You are united with Christ in baptism. You pray, our Father. And that's what it took for him to be near you. So near you. Always, always near you. And that's what it took for him for you to hear this word from your great high priest today. Dear saints, you are clean. You are. And this has brought you back into communion with God, and it begins again to bring you back into communion with each other. We thank you, Christ. New life is ours. New light, new hope, new strength, new powers. New powers from your Jesus, your Master, and his mercy-giving Spirit. New powers. Like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. United with God, those new powers begin again to unite us back to each other. And only one returns. Near unitedness in walking away from Jesus. Being united is not always good. The one who returns, though, receives more. Learn from him. Go back to your Jesus, where you have access to today, and fall on your face and give thanks for your cleansing, and go. Your faith has made you well. In Jesus' name, amen.